peace, constant joy. That's what it's all about. I mean, there's not going to be any negativity. It's just fullness of the holy presence of God. And we all have to look forward to that. But the very fact is we can experience it right now. We don't actually have to wait to heaven. We can experience more of God, more of Jesus, if we just choose to follow him, follow his ways. Amen? So why don't we go ahead, let's start off with a word of prayer. Let's come before our Father in heaven. Let's pray. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this day. Father, I ask you now, as we choose to live according to your word, Father, I pray right now, no matter what we're going through in life right now, Father, as we submit our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits to you, Father, I just pray you're going to just take away anything that is not of you, Father. I just pray, Father, that your presence will fill us from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet. Let there be a fullness of your love, your peace, and your joy. Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. And everyone says, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, as you all well know, right, we've been doing a sermon series called, what? Exposing the Lies Within. We started that several weeks ago, and it's been talking about the false teachings that are within our churches. And I explained to you that's so important that you have to recognize what these false teachings are, because you know what? They can disguise themselves very well. It can look like the truth, but if you're not careful, guess what? You're going to be deceived. And that's why, as I know the Holy Spirit's been leading me to show you what these false teachings are, I hope you're really taking the time to really study it and you know, go back in the notes or back to the video if you want, so that you're going to be prepared. Amen? And you know, just last week, we talked about the teaching of universalism. You guys remember that, right? And it teaches the belief that everyone, whether you're a believer or not, right, in the world, you're saved by Jesus. That's what they're saying, whether in the past, the present, or the future. You know what? Everyone is saved. Even if you never confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're saved. Does that sound like right teaching? Absolutely not, because the Bible tells us that's not how it is. And we got to go by the word, not just by what people say. And then, remember, right after that, I talked about the reality of hell. Okay, I know some people came up to me and go, Pastor Bill, what are you going to talk about? Hell. But is it in the Bible? Yeah. So should we know about it? Yeah, because even Jesus talks about it, right? And the very fact, it is a real place that is reserved for those who have rejected Christ or don't know Christ. And the Bible says, you know, Satan and his demons, and guess what? Those who don't know Christ, this is where they're going. I mean, you know, it sounds like, really? We got to believe that? Well, you know, the fact is, we're given a choice. God doesn't want people to go there, and he knows that he's given us a choice. We got free will. Are we going to choose to be with him forever or to be away from him forever? It's up to us. And you know, I know these are heavy topics. Sometimes people come up, oh, Pastor Ben, oh, this is a good message, but wow, it's sometimes hard to hear, yeah? And I go, well, yeah, it is. But take it in as the Holy Spirit speaks it to you. And you're going to realize you need to know this information. But you know what? I felt like the Holy Spirit, I was going to prepare another message, you know, I continue the series, but I felt like the Holy Spirit was leading me to preach a more lighthearted sermon today. And so we're taking a break from the series today, but we're going to switch gears. We're going to slow down a little bit. And today we're going to talk about becoming best friends with God. And this is something, you know, it's going to be deep, but it's something that we realize that we all can become best friends. And I know this is something the Holy Spirit led me to do. I've been hearing a lot of messages about it, and I feel like the Holy Spirit is leading me to talk to you about this. So here's the question. It says, how can we become best of friends with Father God? Well, number one, it says, a friend of God is one who values his presence above all else. I mean, you desire his presence more than anything in this world, more than anyone on this planet Earth, right? And in the book of Exodus, we find that Moses, he had spent 40 days alone with God. Just imagine, I mean, the actual presence of God, where he knew he was standing on holy ground, he was experiencing God in the fullness of his holy presence. And during this time, he had received what we know as what? The Ten Commandments of God, along with the rules of worship that were for him and for his people. And just imagine the great shock and disappointment, right? He came down from the mountain, and guess what happened? He saw the people worshiping this golden calf, this idol. And, you know, he was thinking, okay, I know I'm drawing closer to God, and I'm telling them about what I'm experiencing with God. I'm sure they're on their knees worshiping the Lord. No, what are they doing? They're worshiping a golden calf, right? And they're engaging in sinful and worldly behavior. Just imagine how disappointed Moses was, right? And if Moses had not intervened, let me tell you, God, it tells us in the scripture, God would have destroyed them all, wipe them all out. That's what the Bible, and you kind of go, wow, really? God would do that? And yeah, he would have done that right where they are in the wilderness. And, you know, we then read, right, that God now chosen to not lead them any further. He refused to do it because, you know what, this is what they're going to do? Okay, you know. He was going to withdraw his presence, and because of their unfaithfulness, they would experience the leading from an angel of the Lord instead of actually God being the one to do it. But you know what happened? Moses, he became so grieved, right? He was like, no, God, no, don't do that. And he just, you know, was like, Lord, this saddens my heart, you know, not that he was demanding that God would go with him. He was so sad, you know, no, God, I can't imagine you're not being there. And you know, the Lord made it clear, you know, he did not want to travel with them. And